Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. See, I told you we'd be on time today. And look, we are. It's amazing. I'm smiling because I'm not stuck in traffic right now. Tomorrow, though, will be a different story. Yes, anyways, it's April 28th, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. Well, yesterday wasn't exactly a great day for Amazon. A federal judge actually ruled that Amazon, they got to refund parents that were duped into app purchases by their kids. This is all because Amazon received several complaints from customers about in-app purchases that, of course, they were unaware of. They were also unaware that their children got a hold of their phone and said, "Oh boy, yes, I need extra coins and this and that," and before you know it, you got a $2,000 bill. The court basically says that Amazon promoted apps as free, but then failed to inform the parents that in-app charges could be incurred. And speaking of money, the court will actually decide exactly how much money Amazon's got to cough up to its customers in the coming months. Speaking of the Federal Trade Commission, it seems that Android is on their list too. According to reports in the Wall Street Journal, the FTC has quietly stepped up its investigation into Android, saying they have a bit of fear Google's exploiting its position in the smartphone market. It sounds very similar to what's happening in the EU right now, doesn't it? Maybe they got the idea there. Apparently, the FTC has been meeting with companies to hear concerns about how Android's market share is being used, and of course, possibly being misused, such as whether Google is making other operating systems have a disadvantage from non-Google services. Dang, it's been a rough April for Android, hasn't it? I think the little droid guy's probably saying, "Come on, man, get off my back." Speaking of Google, we're actually going from Android over to iOS, because they've actually released an Android TV remote for you. Yep, that's right, you can now find the Android TV remote right on the iOS App Store. This will let you control both smart TVs and set-top boxes that are running Android TV. So what can you expect from the app? Well, not a whole heck of a lot. It's pretty simple looking. In fact, it's basically identical to the Android version. It's got the D-pad, gesture support, and voice and text search. A nice feature, however, though, is that multiple remotes can actually be connected to an Android TV, so you can take advantage of those multiplayer games. The disadvantage of that, however, though, is say you got something on the tube and somebody that's next to you doesn't like what they're watching, yeah, they can take over the control of the TV then. Ah, Android, making the living room a much happier place. The mysterious NX gaming platform from Nintendo? Yeah, we're going to have to wait a little while longer. In fact, almost a year. It's coming out in March 2017. Of course, with all the speculation and rumors that were going around the internet, it seemed Nintendo just gave in and said, "All right, here's the announcement." Quoting that, "For our dedicated video platform, Nintendo is currently developing a gaming platform codenamed NX with a brand new concept." I hope it is brand new, because Nintendo really needs to do something. Let's face it, they haven't had a really rejuvenation of anything since the Wii. In the meantime, however, though, Nintendo will continue to offer games for smartphones. I wish they'd offer the right games for smartphones, if you know what I mean. But Nintendo said its core business will still focus on software-led, hardware-software integrated business. Jeez, Nintendo sounds so grown up now. And finally, I'm a geek. Chances are you're probably a little geekies too if you're listening to this show. So what could be better than buying a bicycle that actually needs ramp to perform? Sign me up. Well, I'm talking about the Lieco. And as you guessed it, it's a bike that's made in China. Probably right along with all the other bikes nowadays. But the thing about this bike, it actually runs on Google's Android software. And has a 4-inch display nestled in between the handlebars. Damn, where was this thing when I was 5 years old? It's powered by a quad-core processor with 4 gigabytes of RAM. It also has laser pointers on the thing and a heart rate sensor, plus built-in speakers and even a camera. And as you probably guess, it's more aimed at the health buff, so you can know exactly what's going on right in real time right in front of you. Want this part of your tech collection? I kind of do, actually. Made me get off my fat ass and cycle a little bit, but I gotta get $6,000 first. Damn, forget it. Bag of Doritos sounds pretty good right now. you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The British Tech Network website, BritishTechNetwork.com, the destination for all the BTN content and also the destination to get your bash tickets. BritishTechNetwork.com/bash tickets. For those of you who don't know, yes, the British Tech Bash is going to be happening on July 23rd, so it's not that far away. Of course, there's also the Curry Night Before on July 22nd. As I said before, make it a two-day event. Get both tickets. You will not regret it. Again, BritishTechNetwork.com/bash tickets. Get them now. Also, follow BTN on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And you can hang out in our BTN community. Get signed up right now. BritishTech.slack.com. As for the news show, well, yeah, we're early today, but it'll be late tomorrow. I'm sorry. I'll try not to be too late, but that depends on vehicles around me. In any case, we'll get you caught up in the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Thursday. We're almost to the weekend. I can't wait. And thank you very much for listening.
Time for the news show.
Bandwidth and Bananas is brought to you by...